Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Seven getting to stay out of own. It's a beautiful Saturday. The Golden State Warriors season is over. The Warriors did not make the playoffs. They went in as the 10th seed, and they got bounced hard by that of the Sacramento Kings, who, by the way, also losers last night at the hands of the New Orleans Pelicans, which sets up now the playoffs have, well, they're official, as the New Orleans Pelicans will take on the number one seeded OKC in the playoffs this year. Meanwhile, it's going to be the Suns and the Timberwolves. Game one will be today. The Lakers will take on the Nuggets. That'll be an interesting series. Game one today as well. Also going off this afternoon, the Mavericks and the Clippers. The Mavericks seem to be really the dark horse in this one, Ev. Apparently, a lot of people think that's the sexy pick. And understandably, I think they played the best basketball over the last 2 months of the NBA.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, I know we're going to put a bow on the Warriors season, and we'll continue to talk about them all summer as we keep it rolling here 9 to noon every single Saturday. But I don't know which series is the most intriguing to you, but I do think that Clippers-Mavs series is probably the most even. I do like Dallas, but I think for me, Dan, it's more about the Clippers and their inconsistency, especially like after the All-Star break. They're close to a 500 team, so Dallas has been playing well, but I also just think the Clippers are kind of fizzling, which tends to happen, as we've seen with some older teams.
Well, here we go again, because Kawhi Leonard, is he going to be healthy? I mean, how many times, We talk about the Warriors bringing it back and doing it with their same core. How many times are you going to roll out this Paul George and Kawhi Leonard? And as it relates to the Warriors, let's just say that they get bounced. I'm talking about the Clippers. And they lose to the Mavericks. If you're Paul George, is there a chance you're like, I can't do this anymore? I mean, I don't know whether Kawhi Leonard's going to be healthy. We clearly are not that team. I've given this an opportunity. You know, I'm from California. I played at Fresno State. Is there any chance that he packs his bags or at least entertains coming to the Golden State Warriors? Now, obviously, there's the finances that you have to take into account. But, I mean, Paul George is a name potentially that could be bannered about.
I also wonder if, you know, to bring him back to Klay Thompson, maybe he might want to go play with one of these free agents that's available. I mean, just looking from afar, Philadelphia, they got a lot of cap space this summer. They might be able to go out and acquire Paul George. Would Klay Thompson want to play there with Embiid, with Maxey, with potentially PG-13? I don't know. I think Paul George is probably the sexiest free agent on the market this offseason. I think there's a couple players that might be available via trade, but the free agent pool is pretty thin. Like, I think I was looking at it the other day, and there might be 9 or 10 starting caliber players. There's not a lot of dudes or just real bona fide aces in that deck in this free agent pool. So the Warriors kind of have slim pickings. And I do think that, you know, if we're looking at playoff series, to me, the Clippers are one, but you're watching as a Warriors fan, yes, because you like basketball, but in a way, you're kind of hoping that some of these teams do flame out so that their potential superstars might want out of their situation, a la Milwaukee. Cleveland's another team to watch. you know, if they get upset in their first round series. In the West, I'm not sure. Maybe Phoenix, but it does appear like after handing Grayson Allen a contract extension that they want to continue to keep Beal, Booker, and Durant together. So I'm not sure if there's very many in the West. I don't know. The Lakers, if you think LeBron's a possibility this offseason, I'm not sure if there's that many guys in the West. But the Eastern Conference, there's a lot of teams, Dan, that I think might be at wit's end with their particular number ones. Warriors might be able to pluck them.
Well, let's not leave the East out of the conversation as we lay out the playoffs. Of course, it'll be the Boston Celtics, which will be the number one seed, and they'll take on the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be round one. Magic and the Cavaliers will go off this afternoon. That'll be an interesting series. 76ers and the Knicks. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You like the Knicks in that series?
Well, I do, but the 76ers have a healthy Joel Embiid, and he has been very, very good. And let's keep in mind how good the 76ers were before Embiid went down with an injury. I think they were the number two seed. So, I mean, not very fair to the Knicks or anybody else really in the East that you got Joel Embiid back, but I do think that the Knicks just have too much, man. And I'm a big Thibodeau guy, but that's an interesting series. And then, of course, it'll be the Heat and the Celtics, as I mentioned. You know what's interesting is they talk about the New York Knicks that maybe...
There's also Dudley, a potential landing spot for Clay.
Well, when you think about the Knicks' turnaround, it wasn't necessarily a free agent, but maybe Dunleavy, and this is really, you know, it's easier said than done, but if you're really going to be that effective GM, who is this year's Jalen Brunson? Maybe it's through a trade. Can you find that guy that maybe was in the shadow of Luka Doncic that you recognize that could be a star? Like, it could take something where you're, you know, you're pulling back the weeds and you're going places that other people are overlooking. It's going to take, you really got to put on your GM hat and I think find somebody that could be the next Jalen Brunson. Now, obviously, so is everybody else, and there's not a lot of Jalen Brunsons to go around. But it could be maybe not necessarily a free agent, but maybe a trade of a guy like that that really blossoms within the culture that is the Golden State Warriors.
No, I think that's a really good point about Brunson because a lot of people were looking at that contract New York gave him as an overpay. And now, Dan, he's probably going to be second-team All-NBA above Steph. Like, you could very well easily make the case that Jalen Brunson had a better year than Steph Curry did on a 50-win team and a two-seed in the Eastern Conference. So I think you're right that that kind of player or that, I don't know, type of guy is one that the Warriors have to try and find. And even someone like Wiggins a couple of years ago was someone that was, you know, he'd fallen out of favor in Minnesota. They're trying to move off of him. He was a flawed player, but you could see it a bit. Are there players out there that the Warriors would identify as being culture or, you know, Golden State Warrior fits, but also that just haven't been able to put it together in their situation? I mean, I don't know, some people have brought up DeJounte Murray in Atlanta after they just got bounced, you know, in the play-in. So I'm not sure. Like, maybe someone like Zion Williamson, honestly, if he's somebody that is hurt during this postseason, New Orleans gets bounced. Maybe they don't want to be attached to that significant contract that they just gave him. It's going to be those kinds of players that I think they have to go after because I don't see them getting a cemented superstar this offseason. And even if they do, I mean, I guess Donovan Mitchell might be one, but I personally, Dan, don't think that the cost or the juice is worth the squeeze for someone like that if you're going to have to attach, you know, four or five first-round picks.
You know, we used the word microcosm earlier this year or this show talking about the Golden State Warriors in that game against Sacramento. I think microcosm is really applicable when you think about Zion Williamson in the last couple of months of the season. So good and finally became that player that they thought was coming out of Duke. Dominant. He dominated LeBron James at times in that matchup with the Lakers. I mean, he is just so strong and so good, but yet goes down with an injury. That's it. The big tease and the injury because of his weight, because of his unusual build, is always going to be the 800-pound elephant in the room.
That's all right, not nice.
Back out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Steel Toe, where you been, man? San Mateo, the location. Steel, what do you got today?
Thank you, Dan and Evan. Love the show. Yeah, I understand that the Warriors can't be every year in position to always win the championship. So I'm always entertained and loving the Warriors as long as they're always in playoff position, you know. It's interesting how Steve Kerr was talking about how he wants to possibly develop Kuminga into a three-point shooter. I thought that's interesting because when you have Draymond, when you're committed to Draymond, you're kind of forced to be more of a jump-shooting team because he kind of clogs the lane from anybody from scoring in the paint. So I find it hard to really find and make a trade for a jump shooter out there in the league that could be open for a trade, or interesting to see if Kuminga becomes, you know, a three-point shooter. That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah, he brings up an interesting point, and thanks, Steele. If indeed Klay Thompson doesn't come back to the Golden State Warriors, which is a strong possibility, he's now officially a free agent, no contractual ties to the Warriors, and let's just say Andrew Wiggins is gone. Who shoots the basketball for the Warriors now, aside from Steph Curry?
I think that's another big reason why Klay needs to be on the team next year. It's not just guys shooting threes. I mean, look, Draymond shot a pretty good percentage from three this year. He's not a threat. Even when Andrew Wiggins is shooting the ball well from three, he's not someone that you respect much. Pajemski, I think, shot 38% this year from three-point range. That's someone who could potentially improve and started looking for his shot more down the stretch. But is it realistic in his sophomore season to expect him to just all of a sudden vault into, you know, volume 40% three-point range? That's a lot to ask of a second-year player. I think that Klay needs to be on the team just because there's no one else right now that I can see. You know, if there's a free agent or a couple of free agents that the Warriors might be able to use $43 million plus Chris Paul's $30 million to go out and identify and find, then maybe that is how you replace Klay Thompson. But you're right, Dan. Like this used to be a team that would kill you with jump shots, and they're known for revolutionizing the game because of the 3-point line. I'd say they're an average at best shooting team right now. That's what I saw from them this year. Though their percentages might point higher, but if you just watch them play, ain't nobody else out there aside from Steph and Klay that's knocking down threes at a high clip.
Yeah, never did I think we'd get to the point where you would say the Golden State Warriors need shooters. But I think we're pretty close, especially if Klay isn't coming back. I think it's important to keep in mind, as much as we criticize or people criticize Klay, and I'm one of them from time to time, he was the number four overall most effective three-point shooter in the NBA this year.
So, in terms of makes?
In terms of makes, in percentages.
No, he's number one last year.
Yeah, so he still has it, and I agree with you. I think he needs to come back because he's that one guy who can still get a shot. Now, listen, is he a starter? No, we've talked about this. His role has to be coming off the bench, and why he's the perfect bench player is because he's become so feast or famine now in the latter stages of his career that when he's got it cooking, you can ride him, right? But if he's off like that against Sacramento, well, then you can just put him back on the bench and then bring somebody else in. You don't necessarily have to start him and say, oh, man, Klay's having a bad day. This is going to be a long night. No, we'll just, you know, sit him a little prematurely. I think that's – he becomes just one of those guys that either he's got it cooking or he's not. And that really goes back to the sixth man, which really, for those of you that can go back this far, how this whole thing started with a guy by the name of Vinny Johnson, the human microwave. Like, that's the kind of guy. You come off the bench, and if you got it going, let's go, buddy. Give us a spark. But if not, we'll go in another direction. I think that's Klay Thompson going forward. Are you ready for my big reveal here?
Well, we've been waiting about an hour and 15. What's up?
So, for me, the Golden State Warriors are in the midst of a rebuild. I know we don't want to say it, but this is a team right now that is so old that they have got – you're looking at a couple of years before – you know, you could look at a team and say, okay, well, now you're ready to get back in the playoff conversation or serious conversations. There's a way to circumvent that, Ev. Okay?
Ooh, talk
Hang on to
me.
To something here.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. You know what? I may be saying something that's already been done and you guys have talked about this week. I'm pretty sure I have. But just in case you haven't,
okay,
stay with me.
Talk
in
to
fact,
me.
I'll get for dramatic, for dramatization effect, I will pretend I'm Adam Silver, okay? And this is where it's going to start for the Golden State Warriors. This is, and I'm being, there's a level of seriousness here, how the Golden State Warriors can get back to being relevant and in the conversation of an NBA championship as soon as next year and still keep some of the kids. Ready?
Okay.
NBA Draft 2024.
Okay.
I'm now Adam Silver. The Golden State Warriors, with the 55th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, select Bronny James. Boo, hiss. There's going to be this, oh, what, huh? And then, there's going to be this slow murmur that people are going to go, oh, wait a minute. wait a minute, with the 55th pick, he's going to the Warriors. So the King packs his bags, gets on I-5. The one guy that he has said that he wants to play with before it's all said and done with is Steph Curry. His good friend and the godfather of that of Bronny is Draymond Green. If you're to believe reports earlier this year, there was a conversation with the Lakers or a phone call that did or did not happen that were inquiring the availability of one LeBron James. Now, look, it doesn't make you any younger. In fact, you officially get older.
Yeah.
But that combined with Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have to go anywhere. He takes that one-year deal. Now, he's got to take a player-friendly deal. I'm talking about LeBron James. And now LeBron, Steph, and Draymond. And with the emergence of Kuminga and Trayce Jackson-Davis and the kids, you have a legitimate shot at an NBA championship.
Well, number one, I think if there's a way for you to get a star, it's, well, LeBron. But if there's a way for you to get a player and not get off Kuminga, I am all for it. Again, I don't think that they should move Kuminga this summer, but I think you're right in the sense that if they are to acquire a number two or even a number one, that Kuminga's probably in that deal. This is my second question, or I guess my first question, Dan. You got me just all twisted in knots. What's up with you and Bronny James? Like, you've brought him up multiple times through this season, whether it was him at USC or he's in the transfer portal now. Is he taking a roster spot from a kid? Is he not, how good is he? What is your deal with Bronny James?
And I've really fluctuated because remember I said that he was, it made no sense for this guy, for anybody to draft him, for somebody that averaged 5 points for a bad basketball team, that's USC, in a bad conference this year for basketball, that being the now-defunct Pac-12.
Yeah, night-night.
But when I think about, like, you know, when I think about the draft, typically, usually after 15, there's nobody. I mean, there's outliers. There's Trayce Jackson-Davis who went at 57 last year, but that ain't going to happen again. Once you get in the back end of the draft, it's a crapshoot. Most of those dudes are not. In 2 years from now, they're driving an Uber. They're working at Target. They're not playing in the NBA. So why not? And I think that my obsession with Bronny, as we get closer to the draft, you mentioned Philadelphia. Watch Philadelphia be a team that takes a roller potentially on Bronny James and trying to lure LeBron James for a year out to Philadelphia. You talked about, you know, we should keep an eye on some of those teams that might have an early departure. If the Lakers get smoked, which they will, but if they get swept by Denver and it's a bad taste in the mouth of LeBron James and his future is uncertain, I think there's going to be a lot of speculation as a result, as it relates to his young son, when Bronny James, and who potentially is going to draft him. Because
no one's going to take him.
You got to be kidding
no
me.
No one's going to take
really?
Him. Really? I don't think Bronny's going to play in the NBA, to be honest.
Oh, someone will draft him. Somebody will draft him.
I just don't see
someone
it.
Someone will take him in that second round because they're going to be like, well, why not? What are we going to do with this 55th pick anyways? And if there's the potential where LeBron James is entertaining potential suitors, the question then becomes, not that you draft Bronny James. Okay, I can swallow that. There's a difference between Bronny James getting drafted, which on its face sounds ridiculous for, again, a guy who scored 5 points. There's a difference between that and playing Bronny James. Now, is LeBron saying that I want my son drafted, but for him to play, like to get into someone's rotation? Just where are we going with Bronny here? I'll draft him. I can see doing that in the back end of the second round. Keep in mind, there's only 60 players that get drafted. So if he's going from 50 to 55, where the Warriors are picking in the second round, yeah, why not? I'll take a flyer on the guy if I can somehow lure LeBron James out to San Francisco for a year. But does that mean that I've got to actually literally put him in the rotation? Like, he's going to be my eighth or ninth guy to play with LeBron James? So I think we got to differentiate between actually drafting and playing our man, Bronny James. All right, phone lines are backed up because I'm going on a rant here. I want to get your thoughts on what it is that I just said. Oh, what better way to start it after the nation's capital, my man D, who wants to get into the conversation. What up, D?
What's going on with you, my man, Dane the band? And what's going on, Evan?
Evan's, he's busy producing right now, but he says what up.
Hey, listen. Listen, man, what you said, is 1,000% correct. That's exactly what's going to happen, because I'm telling you, look, Draymond has been working under the table to try to make that happen. And that's precisely one of the reasons why he's still on the roster, to be honest with you, because I don't see any other reason why Draymond is still the Warriors. But in any event, I'm expecting exactly what you said will happen. LeBron will be a Warrior. And then his son will also be on the roster. By the way, man, what did I tell you? From the beginning of the season, I said this roster was not good enough. It was too old, too slow, and too short. Right? Moving forward, if we want to win again during Steph Curry's reign, we have to improve the size, specifically at the wing position, and we have to add a defensive coordinator next to Kerr to help him see the light as it relates to defense, man, because Kerr does not know defense, and there's no one else on the roster right now who knows defense. But anyways, I'm going to shut up and listen to you from the other side, brother. Have a good day.
D, before you go, man, my only issue with you is where you been? You can't be taking Saturdays off, man. You're supposed to be in the rotation, brother.
I was away for a while, man. I was in Europe for a few weeks, man. That's why, man.
Oh, look at you.
I'm back.
Rolling out in Europe. All right, man. Good to have you back, D. We look forward to hearing from you next week. But yeah, D, you were right. You were spot on in terms of the talent that they didn't have this year. But just getting back to what it is that I threw out there, as ridiculous as it might sound, now, the idea of drafting Bronny James, it's not going to be isolated to that of the Golden State Warriors. Rest assured, there are going to be teams that are going to be drafting in front of the Warriors at that number two pick after they get all those players in that first round, where they're going to say, let's potentially take a roller on LeBron. But I don't think LeBron is leaving California is the thing you have to take into account. And I know all this.
Hey, no, look, light them up, Dan. I mean, 888-957-9570. If that's the easiest, look, if that is the easiest way to retool this roster, then by all means, go for it. Take Bronny in the second round and see if LeBron, if you can quarter him. I just, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you I watched a ton of USC basketball, but I feel like I watched enough. That kid should be in college. And wherever he transfers to, if it's Ohio State or, I don't know, Beloit, I mean, he's got to go somewhere and get better, because I do not think he's an NBA player. And I also don't think that LeBron James is coming to a team. If he comes to a team that Bronny's on, I think it's because he actually wants to play with his son, not just watch him, I don't know, sit on the bench in Santa Cruz and not actually be in the NBA.
Yeah, well, now we're getting into a whole other realm. If he's actually going to play on the team, that's a big difference between drafting him. I don't know. I could put him in the rotation, LeBron, but it'll be interesting to see. All right, they're getting backed up. We got a couple of minutes before the break. Let's knock a couple out. Vallejo and Catfish, what's on your mind, Cat?
All right, so look, let's go with this. Try to get LeBron, right? And the reason why I say the Warriors need LeBron, For the simple reason, LeBron is almost similar to KD, but he's better. Now, if Bronny come to the Warriors, you know without a shadow of a doubt, LeBron is going to want to come to the Warriors. Straight like that. See what I mean? Trade Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is not going to take no less than probably 22 to 20 million. And that's my comment, man.
Thanks, Cap. I do agree with him on that.
Appreciate it. Jerry's out in Cupertino. Jerry, what are your thoughts on LeBron James, or what are your thoughts on the Warriors going forward?
Sure. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I just want to express something. So one thing, I think one easy way to think about this is to compare current Warrior team to the champion team 2 years ago, to see what are missing, right? So I think we need a much better all-star Andrew Wiggins, and we need a third scorer like Jordan Poole, but he has his own problem. And we need a better version of GP2. We need a better Otto Porter. We need some pieces like this. I think the big three, they are together still okay. And compared to 2 years ago, they're a little bit worse, but they're still able to compete for a championship title. And the second opinion I have is that so when you think about any roster change, you have to put the context of what the Warriors may go for the next 2-3 years. I think the main goal is to win another champion title. It's not to develop young players. I mean, I like the current Warriors young players, but apparently none of them is in the top 20 list of the next generation of NBA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks so much, Jerry. I would say that I think they need more than just a few pieces. They got to get that star. Is that star LeBron James? We see on the phone lines, Tony hanging in there, Peter, the rest of the callers, 888-957-9570. Your calls, and we continue on Warriors This Week Live with Evan Giddings. This is Dan Avone. See you in a bit.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Well, you know, I teased this, and then I went with it. And just, again, to reiterate, something that I, again, a lot of this, yes, maybe I'm trying to poke the bear and get you out of bed and have something to say and join the conversation here at 95.7 The Game.
Hop in.
But I do think that there is a possibility, a scenario, that the Golden State Warriors drafting at number 55 of the second round take Bronny James. I can't say that without you giggling. And then it'll be the king who jumps on I-5 and heads to San Francisco to play with the one guy he said he wanted to play with, that being Steph Curry, and, of course, his good friend, that being Draymond Green. As I take a look at the second round last year, just look at some of these names. I'll start at 43. The Blazers went with Rajon Rupert.
Tamani Kamara?
Spurs went with Sidy Kasako from the G League.
He's a player.
Gregory Jackson out of South Carolina. Seth Lundy. Stop me if you've heard any of these guys. Mojave King. I can't even tell you what they did in college or what college they went to. Jordan Miller. Amani Bates. Jalen Wilson from Kansas. Mm-hmm. Jalen Clark out of UCLA. I watch UCLA basketball. I don't even remember who Jalen Clark is. You know what? At 55 last year, a guy by the name of Isaiah Wong, who is now with Miami. That's where the Warriors will be picking at 50. So my point is, is that whoever it is that you're taking in the back end of a draft, he ain't going to see the floor anyways. It's going to be a guy that's going to be gone in, you know, in 8 months anyways. So why not take a roller in one Bronny James? I'm curious to get your thoughts. Off to Walnut Creek, the conversation continues with Peter. Peter, what's on your mind, bro?
Hey, guys. I'm just going to Lake County with my great Trudy's mountain dog, and I'm listening to a great show. I think Bronny James is the best piece on the chessboard, but I think he's going to go the other way around. I think he's going to get picked up round one, round two by somebody else, and then LeBron is going to make it so that Lakers acquire him, transfer him, and then somebody else is going to roll out from the Lakers, even Anthony Davis.
There's always that possibility. that somebody else is going to draft Bronny James and thinking along the same lines. But here's the difference, is that LeBron and maybe Bronny has got to let everybody subtly know that if you draft my kid, you know, much like that of when, you know, Manning came into the NFL and was drafted by San Diego and they said, don't do it because he ain't going to play for the Chargers. You know, sorry, Ev, but Eli was only going to, you know, New York, or yeah. There were certain teams that he was going to play for. And when you have that sort of clout, I think that maybe LeBron subtly drops these hints that don't bother drafting my son because I ain't coming to play for you, if that's what you're thinking. If you draft my son, you're just going to get my son. You ain't going to get me. So I think that if there is, because there's got to be some collusion here with the conversations already had with the people like Clutch and Bronny and the Golden State Warriors, that, let's do this. You're not going to draft Bronny unless there's some assurances that LeBron James is leaving and packing his bags from Brentwood and headed to San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Tony's out in Oak. Go ahead. Before we get to Tony.
No. I was just going to say it is funny. It sounds like the Warriors need to trade up, Dan. They're going to get Bronny. I mean, this guy's going to be highly coveted at this point. He might be a late first rounder at this point, what we're talking about. And people are lining up for this man's services because of the old man. It's just, it's funny, too. Also, the reason why, and yes, you went down the list. I mean, I think G.G. Jackson was a pretty good player for Memphis this year. But you're right. There's not many guys in the second round you're going to find.
And I left out Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Well, that's the reason why you don't spend a second-round pick on a player that's not going to play for your team, is that in 1 year, Mike Dunleavy's already demonstrated that he can find a diamond in the rough, and to the point where that second-round pick was starting for you in a play-in game. Granted, you lost, but that's a pretty important pick if the Warriors only have one of which in the draft. So one other reason I wouldn't want Bronny, in addition to the fact that I just don't think he's a great basketball player.
Well, he's definitely not a great... Don't get this twisted.
Seen the vertical, Dan?
I'm with you. Don't forget when this all started, Evan.
I don't know.
You and I talking about how bad of a basketball player he was a couple of weeks ago. So I haven't moved off of that. I'm just thinking of him as a piece to bring in LeBron James so that you can once again try and win an NBA championship. Tony's out in Oakland. Tony, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, good morning. I usually listen to 95.7 the game during the week. So can you tell me your guys' first names? Because I'm not that familiar with the weekend show.
My name is Guru.
Stop. No, Tony, that's Dan DeVone. My name is Evan Giddings.
Dan and Evan. Dan, have you lost your mind? Honestly, there is no way that we should take Bronny because he didn't say, I want my kid to get drafted. He said, I want to play with my kid. And that means you can't sit him on the bench. He's going to have to play. Mm-hmm. So no on that idea. And plus, I don't really even like LeBron James. But beside that, there's got to be other options. There's got to be. And I think what Evan said about the GM, I forgot it.
Oh, Dunleavy, yeah.
Mike, Dunleavy, he's already proven he can do the job, and he'll find somebody. And the last thing I have to say is I would be crushed if Clay left. And given the fact that you gave the numbers, like I already knew last year he was the top three-point shooter, but I didn't realize he was number four for this year. So, you know what? We need to keep the guy. He can come off the bench. He's already shown he can do that. And Clay's not going anywhere, I don't think. And I hope he doesn't.
Tony,
anyway,
before you go, Tony, before you go, a couple of questions. First of all, so you're listening. Are you calling during the week? And if you are, why haven't you been part of the weekend show? Because you've been one of our stronger callers this week. And secondly, I want to make a bet with you. Whatever it is, we'll put up some sort of a wager that Bronny James will not only get drafted this year, but there's a strong chance he comes to the Golden State Warriors. But we'll leave the bet that he'll get drafted in the second round. So we'll figure out what the wager is. But you need to call back when Bronny James or the NBA, or maybe I'm wrong. So I want you to call back after the draft.
Please.
Oh, God. Listen. Okay, so first of all, this is my first time to ever call in.
Awesome.
I'm a regular listener to Steiny and Guru and the guys right after them.
Willard and Dibbs, yeah.
Well, yes, Willard and Dibbs. And I occasionally listen on the weekend, but I've never called in before. But when I heard you saying that we should draft Bronny James, I pulled over to the side of the road. I was going to get to buy cat food, and I said, dang, let me pull over here and get on this phone. Because I swear, I don't think that's a good idea, Bronny. But, yeah, okay, let's make a wager. I don't think the Warriors are that... I don't want to put an adjective to it, but I pray to God they don't do that.
After the draft,
Thanks, Tony,
you will be calling back into the station one way or the other, whether I'm right or you're right. We will hear from you once again. That is Tony letting us know that the idea of drafting Bronny sounds ludicrous, and Evan can't even – I can't even mention Bronny without Evan giggling. So somebody out there, please let me know that this isn't as ludicrous as a lot of people are making it out to be.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tony, for calling in. We appreciate your listenership, but also the fact that you pulled over to the side of the road, didn't call while you were driving. That demonstrates a lot of maturity, yes, but also wherewithal and understanding. Unlike Dan at this point, who's talking about Bronny James being on the Golden State Warriors, I understand you want to court his father, Dan, but you could do that in other ways. I mean, let's just be honest. If they're going to try to get LeBron James, I do think it is possible, as they had a conversation, but it's going to take Bron. Like, LeBron James is going to be the guy that chooses where he goes.
Well, I think what could help, you know, sway that decision, I'm slightly being... You know, there's a bit of levity here,
yeah.
But I am telling you in all seriousness that I do believe that his son will get drafted in the second round. And the thinking being, and it could be the before-mentioned Philadelphia 76ers, who, because LeBron James isn't going to a team unless he feels as though he can win an NBA championship, all right? So Bronny is going to get drafted. That I can guarantee you. Whether he's still there at 55 or not is a whole other question. But there's no doubt in my mind that he's getting drafted in that second round. Now, whether LeBron follows his son to the team that drafts him becomes the question. And if indeed LeBron James gets bounced early in the playoffs against Denver and is swept, right, and there is the sentiment that he wants out, then the idea of the Golden State Warriors getting Bronny James at 55 and luring his father to play with Steph and potentially Clay as well as Draymond. And at that point, you could keep, you know, Jonathan Kuminga. It's, you know, this is to me a road where it's a quick fix for the Golden State Warriors because you don't have to trade the assets to go get that impact player. I think that the one thing, just to get ahead of myself, when you think about LeBron James playing with Steph Curry and Draymond, I mean, just think about how cerebral those three are. You talk about the motion offense, and the motion offense is predicated on knowing where guys are and recognizing balance. It's not like there's X's and O's on a chalkboard. It's all about, very nuanced.
No, that's true. I don't know if there is a smarter player in the NBA than LeBron, but you brought up something I think is interesting and kind of to bring it to Clay. So you're right. LeBron James is somebody that always wants to win. That's what we've heard from Klay Thompson as well. Steph Curry, after the game, and even told Logan Murdoch in The Ringer, I just want to win. I do wonder how much of Klay's decision, we've discussed the pride factor, the role, the production, what you foresee for him next year, but also, if Klay Thompson, if his biggest priority is winning, is Golden State the right place? I mean, I think he values, obviously, his legend here. He's going to go down in Warriors history, have a statue, he's a Hall of Famer, all the rest. But if his greatest need in the game is to win, well, I could also say, why would LeBron come to Golden State? Because they just got bounced in the play-in. But why wouldn't Klay Thompson want to take his talent somewhere else to, I don't know, enter a location that is in the playoffs And that might be a shooter away from contending for a championship.
I guess the answer to that is just my perception of Klay Thompson is that it's more about what he's created here. It's more about quality of life. I always go back to that phrase because I think it's the one guy where it's really sort of applicable that he's a guy that, you know, he's only played with one team. The idea of winning, yeah, sure, he'd like to win, but I think he still believes that he can do it with his core. And I know that, you know, he's trying to get leverage right now. Right now he's saying the right things, and I don't know who his agent is, but it guaranteed his agent's blowing in his ear and just make it sound as though you're going to entertain going somewhere else. Let's take these offers. And once they see, you know, Orlando coming in at $28, $30 million a year, let's bump up that offer for the Golden State Warriors. Hmm. But I think it's Warriors or bust. Once you've made your money in the NBA, which he's certainly done, it just becomes about, you know, your comfort level. And nobody's more comfortable than that of Klay Thompson and waking up in Tiburon, swimming in the bay, getting on his boat. I'm telling you, man, if ever there was a guy that was not cut out to live in Orlando, Florida, when I was at the WWE, I probably told this story a million times, I would go to Orlando because that's where they had the NXT and I would call matches. That's how it's sort of like their minor league system. The WWE, their headquarters are in Orlando. Like that's where they do all their training, their training facilities. So that's where you would go out and you would learn the moves, you would learn how to call matches, and that's where, as wrestlers or quote unquote superstars, they go out there and they hone their craft, not only as wrestlers, but also, you know, whatever their shtick is or whatever their persona is. So I spent a lot of time in Orlando. You know what's in Orlando? I'll tell you what's in Orlando. It's a place called the Villages. You know what the Villages is? It's the oldest, is the biggest retirement community in the world. It's not just a retirement community home or two. This place is a city. You got old shoes all over the place, man. They got stop signs. They got grocery stores. They got golf carts. It is their own retirement city. And they all love Trump. And they got MAGA hats, man. That's why I stay with a hell away from that place. That aside, I'm just telling you, Klay Thompson ain't going to Orlando. There's nothing in Orlando. So he's coming back here, and it's just a matter of, my man, you know, just, I know the $20 million sounds low, but we still want you. Can you somehow rationalize to come back here for the $18 to $20 million? And you know what? I think, Ev, when he does come back, there is going to be, now there is going to, he's going to be put off a little bit. I think that there's going to be a sense of, you know, I don't know if it'll ever be the same between him and Lakeham and management, but I think at the end of the day, he's going to come back.
Well, first of all, I do want to second your point about Orlando. That place is trash. It is a swamp, and there are...
I wouldn't call it trash.
Well, no, I've been there. I just didn't like any part of it, to be honest. Didn't like any of it. I did like the Space Center, but that's about it.
Disney World?
I hated the airport. That is one of the worst airports in the country, the Orlando airport. My Lord. But all of it together, you're right, is not a place I don't think Klay Thompson would like, even pre-2016. So the question I guess I have for you and our listeners at 888-957-9570 would be, do you think that Klay Thompson's value is above or below the 2-for-48 million-dollar offer that he got from Lakeham last offseason, coming off a season in which he made the most threes in the NBA, because I think that 2 years is probably something I'd be comfortable with, but I also don't think that you can offer him anything lower per year than what you gave Draymond Green, and that's $25 million. So 2-for-50 to me is a nice middle ground with Klay Thompson, and I do think that would also be good enough to get him back, because I don't think there's another team that would offer him 30. That's a lot of money for a 34-year-old, you know, sixth man or gunner, sniper, whatever you want to call him.
Well, there's a lot of teams that could use shooters. And the funny thing is we just laid out, I think the Golden State Warriors might be one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, there's never been a greater weapon in basketball, at least in this game, than the three-point shot. So Klay Thompson is still valuable from that standpoint. And yeah, like there's a team on right now, the Orlando Magic, that could use some shooters. They couldn't hit water, they fell out of a boat, it appears, some games.
So what I want to do, and we'll start it with this segment, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. But I just do want to go through the roster and just get your thoughts on whether, first of all, you bring him back, And what is their role going forward with the Golden State Warriors? Starting at the very top, Steph Curry. I think we can all agree that Steph Curry is coming back to the Golden State Warriors. But it's interesting because Steph Curry has clearly demonstrated that at age 36, and you touched on this, that he can no longer be relied upon, especially for a guy that played in the majority of the games. He didn't have, it's weird to call it the benefit, but usually he has the benefit of an injury where he sits out a couple of weeks or misses a month or two, and that in a sort of inadvertently works on his behalf because he has fresh legs towards the end of the season. He was healthy throughout the entire season, but you could see it took its toll. So with Steph Curry coming back, I think we can both agree that Steph needs help, and that help being clearly being another scorer. And I don't think it's currently on that roster.
I don't either. Yeah, I mean, I do want to take that exercise into our last hour, taking up until 12, as always, because I think it's fascinating. It's which players are you the most confident in on this roster right now? Which ones do you feel like are safe? I mean, I think all of them are on the table outside of Steph in regards to trade talk. And I think that's just where Lacob is at. Like, in a way, I do think there's a lot of freedom this summer to make choices because we're getting people calling in or texting in or just letting us know in general, one way or the other, people are going to be cool with Clay. If Clay's still on the team, there's going to be some people that are not happy about it, but people still love him. If he's not on the team, I think there's a large portion of this fan base that would understand why and would also be okay with whatever the next version of the Warriors is without Klay Thompson. It would be the end of the big three, but that's where you start. If the Warriors traded Jonathan Kuminga, to your point, this summer, I think there are people that would understand why. And if they don't, if they choose to extend them, I also think that that makes sense as well. So in a way, Mike Dunleavy Jr., not that there are no wrong options. I mean, you could potentially set this franchise back, but in a way, he's got free reign to kind of do whatever he wants. Like, this roster is in many ways a blank canvas at this point because it's cratered to the point where you're not even in the postseason. So whatever Lacob and company decide to do with their money this offseason, number one, I think they'll trim. I think they'll take a step back and ideally get below the tax line. But all the rest of the choices are totally on the table. And I'm curious what people believe is the first thing that needs to happen and what the priority should be in regards to this 15-man roster that was not good enough this year to even get past Sacramento.
And I think it's interesting to note that they are going to, whether or not, that whether you call it retool, rebuild, I think we'll know by their moves over the offseason whether this is an investment in the future or whether they're still trying to vie for an NBA championship. Because I just don't see Joe Lacob as a rebuild kind of guy. And I think that what he's created here in San Francisco is that, you know, or in the Bay Area, it's that they're synonymous with titles. Not getting to the playoffs, not getting to a play-in game. You know, that's Sacramento. Sacramento is looking for building blocks, and there's a lot of teams that are like that. The Warriors are pretty much NBA title or bust. And so is that where they're at right now, or is the outlook by that of Dunleavy and company is like, you know what, let's try and revisit the conversation of winning a championship, you know, 2 or 3 years from now?
See, I don't think they should or are operating under the assumption that they're a championship team. I don't think that that next season should be a championship or bust type season. In recent years, yeah, absolutely. When you got Kevin Durant and Curry and Clay and Dre, you got four Hall of Famers, yes, you got to win the championship. That's the expectation. I don't think that's the expectation anymore, Dan, for me, moving forward. Partially because I don't want to look at this team and just be disappointed if they don't win at all, because I think that's also unrealistic. I think there's a lot of great teams in the West. But also, too, I just feel like if you look at this team for what it is, to me, the goal next year is relevancy or bust. I mean, you got to be relevant. This year, you were relegated again to a 10 seed. And I'll just put this in perspective. They were a 12 seed for more days in the calendar year than they were a top 8 seed. That, to me, is not a relevant team, especially when you're footing a $400 million tax bill. This team cannot be irrelevant next year and stuck between maybe being a top lottery team and being a team that can vie for a title. I think right now they're in purgatory, and that's the one place you can't be in the NBA is stuck right in the middle without a potential draft pick. I know they have one next year, but the Warriors cannot be in the same spot as this, which is on the outside looking in, but not poor enough to actually recoup anything as a result of their demise.
Well, they got a draft picked.
Well, it's gone.
And may I just reiterate that it's number 55 in the second round.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, Dan.
And Bronny James, the idea of Bronny James coming to the Golden State Warriors.
The third splash, brother.
To lure... Well, forget about... You're focusing on Bronny too much. It's about Pops, you know, jumping in that... whatever it is that he's... The rig he's driving these days. Much like that of the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, get away from there, Granny. California is the place you want to be. So we packed up the rig and moved to Beverly. That's it. There you go. Get out of Brentwood and head to San Francisco, LeBron James. All right. Phone lines. We have a couple of lines open at 888-957-9570. We continue. I want to go through the roster with you, my new GM of the Golden State Warriors, that being Evan Giddings. And we'll talk about which players they should keep and what their role might be going forward. We'll do that and much more when we continue on 95.7 The Game after this.
I think Draymond's got a cop for Bronny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.